Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on stories by Tex Roma. Seeking his friend, Nayland Smith, Dr. Petrie is trapped in a deserted warehouse by agents of Fu Manchu. In the room where he is confined, he discovers Nayland Smith also a prisoner. They escape from the room but are again quickly overpowered by Fu Manchu's men. Dr. Fu, in disgrace with his superior, through loss of a sacred white peacock, informs Smith and Dr. Petrie that only by their immediate death can he partially redeem his honor. Dr. Petrie, having earlier in the evening found the peacock, offers it in exchange for their lives. And Dr. Fu, believing Petrie is merely stalling for time, orders his men to strike the death blow.
No, Dr. Fu, wait. Have I ever lied to you? I swear I can restore the peacock. You may have the bird in 10 minutes.
Oh, God of Capay. Oh, God of the Golden Age. Like a phoenix, I arise from the ashes of myself. Quick, Dr. Petrie, make your bargain.
You will release me now, immediately. Mr. Smith will remain here. One of your servants will accompany me and give a signal when I have the peacock.
And Mr. Smith?
Mr. Smith and yourself, or another, will join me at the corner of the alley. We'll turn the peacock over to you and give you 15 minutes of grace, after which we shall take whatever steps we choose.
Agreed. Hassan, you have heard. Untie them. Then go with Dr. Petrie. When he shows you the white peacock, you will call me.
Petrie, do you know what you're doing?
Yes, I do. All right. Come, Hassan. Ah, here's my cap, Hassan. Wait.
Don't blame me, sir. I was just about to head for the river police.
Peacock, is it? Oh, thank heaven you didn't let it get away.
I shall take the bird to the master.
No. Give the signal, Hassan, quick. And now, Hassan, you may go or stay as you wish.
I shall await the master. It is his order.
Ah, now here they come.
Ah, Dr. Petrie, the sacred white peacock. You have restored my honor. I am in your debt. Sometime that debt will be paid in full. And now, gentlemen, I bid you good night.
Goodbye, Joe, Petrie, old man.
I've been close to death, Nayland. But I hope never to be that near it again. When that Arab devil reached for me with his knife...
And so we exchange a poor, frightened bird for our lives.
And with characteristic audacity, Dr. Fu Manchu comes in person to receive back his honor. It would be amusing, Nayland, if it was not such a terribly serious situation.
Come, let's get back to Scotland Yard.
Mrs. McGregor, what in the name of common sense are you doing up at this time of night? Why, it's past 2 o'clock. Why don't you go to bed?
Oh, I have been in bed, Doctor, but I cannot sleep. But with your coughing, and you a medical man. Why, Delia, take so much for the cough and go to bed yourself.
My coughing? You must have been dreaming. Why should I cough? I...
Oh, bless me, sir. What was that?
Nayland! Nayland, what is it? Great heavens! Kneel on a man. Brace up.
Oh, bless me. What's the matter with him, Mom? Ah, he's positively blue.
Yes, yes, he's choking. That flask on the dressing table. Mix a bit of brandy and water. Hurry. Oh, thank heaven. There. Are you all right? Thank heaven you woke up, Mrs. McGregor. Kneel. Here, drink this.
Petrie.
That's all right, man.
The poor man's in pain, Doctor.
There's no cause for alarm.
Ah, will you look at his throat?
Petrie, did you see...
No, it's all right, Neil. No, no, don't sit down. Lie still for a moment. Mrs. McGregor, will you go to the kitchen and heat some water? Hurry, please.
I'll have it at once.
And some gauze from my office.
I'll bring it.
Neil, what was it? What happened?
Close escape, Petrie. Phew. I have the strength of a kitten.
Your weakness will pass. There'll be no collapse now.
I got throat, man.
Ah, bad shape. Tell me, what was it?
Heaven only knows. But no human arm could have reached me from the window.
The window? But it's open only 4 inches. It won't open further since we fixed those iron brackets to the frame.
How else could anything reach me if not through the window?
But the bed is 4 feet from the window.
Yes, I know. Nevertheless, that was a narrow shave, Petrie, old man.
Narrower than you appreciate. You were a most unusual shade of blue when I found you. Ah, here's Mrs. McGregor with hot water and bandages.
Ah, it is good to see you out of it, Mr. Smith. You were fair choking to death. Ah, you was coughing so a body couldn't...
Coughing? That's it, Petrie. The coughing.
You mean to say it wasn't you coughing?
No, old chap, it wasn't. I was awakened just before the attack by someone coughing. A sort of grunting cough.
An attack, you say, Mr. Smith? But who'd be attacking you in a house that's locked up, from top to bottom?
Yes, as it was a dream, Mrs. McGregor. Nightmare. You're right. No one could reach me here.
Oh, of course. Now, you'd better go back to bed, Mrs. McGregor, and get what sleep you can.
I'll try. Well, good night. If you need me, Mr. Smith, you'll call.
Thank you. I will, Mrs. McGregor. Good night.
And now, Neil?
There were fingers, Petrie. Fingers of steel. I managed to tear them away for a moment, long enough to cry out once. Then they were back at my throat.
I've always insisted that there was danger, even though we fixed the windows. What of poison darts? What of reptiles and insects which form part of Fu Manchu's armory?
Oh, none of those agents was employed this time. The very menace that I sought to avoid reached me somehow.
You have no idea what...
There's the clue on the table. Follow it if you can. I admit I haven't the vaguest idea what it was. Some sort of unnatural, distorted creature with extremely long arms.
And by the looks of those marks on your neck with the grip of steel clamps.
The things that dug into my windpipe were small and hairy. Evidently, I use my nails freely. Look at the result. A blood-stained fragment of grayish hair attached to a bit of skin.
Well, you heard this coughing, Nayland, and nothing else?
Oh, I can't be sure. But I seem to recall something like the cracking of a whip just before I lost consciousness.
An elaborate murder machine is set up somewhere here in London, Nayland. Our lives are menaced, sleep is a danger, and every shadow threatens death.
You say you have 2 items of news for me, Weymouth?
There are 2 points, yes. First, the headquarters of the Sifan, or Fu Manchu, is no longer in the East End.
How can you be sure of that?
Well, because that district must now be too hot to hold Fu Manchu. And second, we have just finished a house-to-house search and haven't missed a rat hole.
I see. Has the Yard had any report of a stranger, an Oriental, visiting London?
The only Oriental to land in England in the past fortnight is Mr. Wong Lu, the new attaché to the embassy in London. He wouldn't be your man.
Wong Lu, eh? And your second news item?
Burke. He got away somehow in the confusion after the raid. He's been hiding ever since with a cousin, a farmer, out Upminster way.
Hiding, Weymouth?
Exactly. Hiding, Dr. Petrie. He's been afraid to stir ever since. Hasn't shown his nose outside his cousin's house. He says he's watched night and day.
Then how did he get to you?
He made a break this morning, concealed in his cousin's market wagon. He landed at Covent Garden early and came straight to the Yard.
Well, what's he afraid of, Weymouth?
He knows something, and Fu Manchu is after him because of it.
What does he know?
Well, every man has his price, and Burke seems to think you're a more likely market than we at the Yard.
He wants to see me?
He wants you to go and see him.
Hmm. Did he give you any particulars?
Oh, several. He mentioned a gypsy girl with whom he spoke one day.
A gypsy girl? You think it was Karame?
No doubt of it, Doctor. She got him to write an address on a loose page of his notebook for her.
Well, I don't see any special significance in that, Weymouth.
I do, Petrie. Very special. And to confirm a suspicion, I'm going to visit the British Museum shortly. Did Burke go back, Weymouth?
Yes, in his cousin's farm wagon again. I never saw a more frightened man in my life.
Well, he may have had good reasons.
He had good reasons. If Burke knows anything about Fu Manchu, he can escape death only through a miracle. Anything else, Weymouth?
He insists that something comes almost every night after dark and coughs outside his window.
Did he describe the sound as a cough?
Yes, a sort of grunting. A sound something like a cough. Twice on reaching the window, he's caught a glimpse of some strange creature leaping off the roof near his window.
Creature, you say?
Yes. Burke has the idea that it goes on all fours.
Well, in descending a sloping roof, a human being would naturally use his hands as well as his feet.
He heard no sound, like the cracking of a whip, for instance?
He didn't mention it, no.
Oh, Petrie, hand me that ashtray with our clue. Oh, thank you. Ever see anything like this, Weymouth?
It's something like the skin of a water rat.
Yes, there is a resemblance, but... Have a look at my throat. Did you ever see a water rat that could leave marks like these?
Great Robbie Burns. When did that happen?
Last night. The thing with long arms that Burke saw on the roof, the thing that coughs, is identical with the creature that left these marks on me. I'm positive of that.
Fu Manchu has brought some new and dreadful creature in this coughing horror from Burma.
Not from Burma, Petrie. From Abyssinia. What? On the floor. Beside your foot, Weymouth.
A stone. A paper fastened to it. I say, it's for you, Petrie.
For me?
By Jove. Well, what is it, ma'am? Read it.
Dr. Petrie, I am in your debt. Be warned, therefore. Do not enter into any plot or plan against me. It would be your undoing. Signed, Fu Manchu.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.